Chapter 21. Location: En route to Wisconsin. Floyd crawled out from underneath his truck, patting himself, looking for a wound. He found his baseball cap, then saw smoke coming from the back of his truck. Walking to the rear of Old Betsy, he stood with cap in hand, staring up at what looked like a bomb blast through the back doors of the van.
"Good God Almighty, what on earth happened?" he said.
He walked back to the open driver's door and struggled to pull himself up. Then he froze. There in the back of his driver's seat was a large round hole that ran through the cushion, through the sleeping quarters, through Anderson's worldly possessions, and right out the back door of his moving van. He made a whistling sound through his teeth.
"Ugh, no fire, no smoke. How am I going to explain this alien invasion?" Floyd said, looking through the hole out into space.
I'm sorry, it's all my fault," Nimbus said. Floyd snapped his body around, thinking Jerry had returned. He saw a puffy white little cloud hovering just outside the open driver's door of his truck.
Hi, my name is Nimbus. Cumulonimbus III, to be exact. I'm a cloud," he said quietly as he moved closer.
Floyd stiffened and his watery eyes got wider. He was sure this was the big one that commercials advertised on TV, since one of the warning signs for a heart attack was a pounding in the chest. He put his hand to his heart. He thought it was the beginning of the walk down the long tunnel, going towards the bright light. He saw the tunnel, but just didn't see the light yet.
"I must be dead. Maybe I took a bullet in the chest after all," he said.
He patted his chest for a wound.
"Maybe this is an angel coming to take me home. It doesn't look like an angel, but then I've never seen an angel before, so who am I to question my maker?"
Floyd kept babbling on, pulling a handkerchief out of the back pocket and mopping his face.
"If he sent an angel and it looked like a cloud, so be it. I might need to see something more familiar, but then it could be an alien. Makes sense. We are in the desert and..."
Excuse me. Hello, Floyd. I don't want to scare you, but..."
"Oh, see? What did I tell you? He knows my name. I must be dead."
"Floyd, you're not dead. You're all right," Nimbus said, still hovering at the driver's door.
"How can I be all right? Oh, then I must just be dying, right? And on the way out. Come on, let's get it over with."
"What?"
"You can take me now. Where's the spaceship? Oh, is that the tunnel? Am I supposed to crawl through that?"
He pointed through the hole in his seat.
"The tunnel?"
Nimbus turned and looked through the tunnel out the back of the truck.
"Oh, I am so sorry about that."
"It's not a tunnel, huh? Then it must be a spiraling wormhole I heard about."
Floyd sucked in his breath and froze as Nimbus entered and floated past his chest to hover in the passenger seat. His eyes widened and fixed straight ahead with the same intensity like when he had tried to shoot a deer hunting as a boy. Both had just stared at each other until the deer got the courage to dart off.
"I'm just a cloud," Nimbus continued. "I know you've never seen a talking cloud before, but don't be scared. I am really nice to people."
Floyd laid his head back in the hole in his seat and sighed. Nimbus continued explaining his story, explaining why he was hiding in Floyd's truck in the first place. Floyd didn't move.
"And since I was suspended from Thunderhead School, I convinced my dad to let me try Rainbow School, and I was really good, but..."
Floyd drifted in and out of consciousness.
"So when Archangel Michael offered me a job, I couldn't believe how good I did with Esmeralda winning the..."
Floyd started blinking and pulled his head out of the hole and looked at Nimbus.
"And can you believe that Taylor's grandmother actually showed up? What a success, right? Now I'm an Angel Associate Level 1. You are my assignment, and that's going to make me a Level 2. So here I am. I'm supposed to help you find your son before you die. Oh, don't get me wrong. You're not really going to die yet. Well, not that you're not going to die in the near future. All humans..."
"Wait! So, you're not here to take me to your ship or to the other side," Floyd said, leaning forward, placing his hands on the steering wheel.
Other side? No.
Heaven, then.
Heavens, no. I'm just a cloud, not an angel.
I'm talking to a cloud who tells me about his dad, some dead grandmother, these missions with Archangel Michael. An actual cloud has been hiding in my truck.
Floyd sat up straight, took off his hat and rubbed his bald head. He turned and put his hand through the hole and circled it around several times.
And this hole came from where? You really are an alien, aren't you?
No, sir, I am really a cloud, but I can see why you think so. I did have a little accident in the truck.
Little?
Floyd turned and stuck his fist through the hole in the seat again.
You call this little?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but Floyd, you're supposed to stay calm, Nimbus said. Your heart, you know?
Floyd took a few breaths and said calmly.
So how in the blazes did all this happen?
It was a lightning strike. I got scared that this guy was waving that gun around. I thought you were in danger and, well, I have come to realize that when I get scared, I build into a terrible storm cloud really fast now.
Nimbus noticed that Floyd was listening, but staring straight ahead again. He continued,
Normally I'm outside and can release my lightning strikes.
Normally? Yes, of course, Floyd said.
But I was trapped in the cab, you see, and got scared and had so many buildups that I just blew.
Nimbus tried not to drift into Floyd, who just kept staring. He continued,
There was a time I couldn't even thunder. Now look what a mess I've made of things. No advance to level 2 in my future.
Lightning, Floyd said softly. He turned around and again looked at the distant horizon through the hole out the back of his truck. The fact that nothing caught on fire was a miracle to him, but the damage to the Andersons' shipment was going to be costly. He wondered if this claim would fall under the Act of God insurance policy. No coverage.
Luckily, he was retiring. What did you say your name was again?
Cumulonimbus III, but you can call me Nimbus.
Floyd asked more questions, and Nimbus tried to answer them as best he could without revealing the angel code, saying nothing that would cause more PTSD.
Did you get PTSD from this? How is your heart?
Oh, that's right. They have a name and a treatment for the horrors of war now. The only way they're ever going to solve those horrors is to send the politicians into the war zones. That would make my PTSD evaporate.
Would that be a yes or a no? I just don't want to give you a heart attack.
Nimbus, I would have had a heart attack by now, Floyd said.
He stared at Nimbus, who tried to look as cute as he could.
So now let me get this straight. It was you that caused the explosion.
All me.
What happened to that scuzz bucket? Floyd asked.
Oh, I was so out of control and mad that I chased him out there somewhere, Nimbus pointed to the desert. He's probably in Des Moines by now.
Floyd started to laugh, which made Nimbus laugh.
They both had a real hoot retelling their side of the story until tears ran down Floyd's face. He hadn't laughed like that in years.
I can just picture Jerry down on his knees for the first time in prayer, repenting, promising to change his ways. He used to be fearless, but thanks to Nimbus, he's earless.
Floyd crossed himself and laughed again.
That's a good one, Floyd.
Then Floyd added,
Nimbus, you may have saved that boy's life, and mine too.
But look at your truck and all of the Andersons' worldly possessions.
Nimbus got all choked up and started to sprinkle.
I just wish I could learn not to be so destructive.
Hey, stop. Now you're going to flood my cab,
Floyd said, holding his sticky hands under Nimbus's waterworks and rubbing them together. Then he looked at Nimbus and shook his head with a smirk on his face.
Sorry, Nimbus said, having squeezed his eyes shut until the rain stopped. See what I mean? I can't be a cumulonimbus.
Floyd leaned over and rolled down the window. He reached back and found a half-soaked roll of paper towels and mopped up the seat, then wiped his hands.
Look, You are who you are. You can't change the spots on a leopard or the stripes on a zebra. You just need practice.
But that still causes damage. You see, there was this trailer park.
Nimbus, your past is your past, Floyd interrupted. Relive it if you want to, but sometimes you gotta break some eggs to make an omelet.
Floyd tossed the paper towels through the hole of his seat. What does that mean? Nimbus asked.
It means it's hard to succeed in something without having a little pain over collateral damage. Do you know what collateral damage is, Nimbus?
That those near you get hurt, Nimbus said.
Close enough.
Floyd climbed to the back compartment and started picking up pieces of coffee pot glass off the floor. He grabbed a rag and wiped down the splatters of pop and beer, then unplugged the refrigerator and tried to close the door as best he could. Nimbus wished he could help, but he was thinking about what Floyd was trying to say. As he watched Floyd work, he wished his dad would talk to him like Floyd did.
So what's your relationship with your dad? Floyd asked,
looking down the cylinder of destruction at some white piece of cloth dangling like a flag of truce.
When was the last time you talked to him?
Oh, he doesn't approve of what I'm doing.
Well, from what you said, he's probably embarrassed about this Thunderhead school fiasco and might be a little worried you'll become a sissy doing artsy stuff. But now we both know that that's not right.
Floyd jerked open a metal drawer and grabbed a dry towel. He mopped up the floor and anything else that was still wet.
But I don't want to be like him. I've seen too many hurtful things. Besides, see what just happened?
Well, he sure wouldn't think you're a sissy from all this, Floyd said. Now this is a real work of art.
He nodded his head towards the hole.
You just need to practice, that's all I'm saying. And this truck needs a good wash at Rosnell's truck stop. Let's get moving.
It's not a work of art to me, Nimbus said. You don't understand. This is not an omelet at all. It's just a lot of broken eggs.
Oh, you're such an egghead. You know that? You just need to learn how to cook.
Floyd struggled back into the driver's seat and started the engine.
Maybe step into your dad's shoes. A father goes through a lot of anguish raising his son trying to teach him.
But Dad and I can't talk because he doesn't listen, Nimbus said, feeling like he was going to dissipate.
He floated closer to the open window, needing some air.
Let me tell you something. When my son Ricky came home from the hospital, I had great plans for him, just like your dad. I wanted him to be a lawyer. You can never go wrong having a lawyer in the family. I mean, since there are so many rules and regulations, and with lawyers charging what they do, being a lawyer kills two birds with one stone, don't you think? Do you get my point?
Nimbus nodded and didn't say a word. He was remembering why he was there for Floyd in the first place. It wasn't about Nimbus and his dad. It was about Floyd and his son. But all this lawyer talk was confusing him.
Ricky could have handled all the lawsuits and the divorces I was going through and then send me a bill marked, Free of Charge, Dad.
Is Ricky a lawyer?
Nah. As soon as he turned 18, he enlisted in the Army. But I didn't see him much after he and his mom left when he was 13. I did hear through the grapevine that he was married and had a son. Went to school on that GI Bill and got a good education in business. Business. Go figure.
You've got to be proud about that.
I tried to call him when the baby was born, but he blew me off. He became some fancy banker and didn't have time to see me.
Nimbus thought about what to say. So it is a good thing that you're going to visit, right?
We can only hope.